Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, and we are in Arizona for the NFL owners' meetings. And on Monday, we had a chance to hear from Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who spoke at length on a variety of topics. However, he didn't have much to add about the NFL's ongoing investigation about the football controversy. But here's Robert Kraft's entire interview. How does it feel to be back in Arizona? Does it bring back good memories for you?
Sure does. What was it, 7 weeks ago? Wow. So it's pretty special. And the last time we were here before that, we didn't have as good a feeling. So, it was great. And, you know, it's funny I go. I've been thinking about this and chatted with the commissioner that I think the rating system, I think they just say, Nielsen says it's like 2.3 at Super Bowl Sunday, and I think the viewing is, so I'll bet over 200 million people watch that game, because wherever I go in the country, people are talking about that interception by Malcolm. So.
And speaking of that, just having all of the owners here in one place, have they been giving you high fives or any congratulatory messages?
No, I'm not getting any high fives. But no, there's a lot of congratulations, and they're telling us that we hope we enjoy it, and they all want what we were privileged to get, so we understand that.
You mentioned you talked to the commissioner. How are things between you and the league right now and your relationship with Roger? Last time you were here, you weren't too happy with the way things had gone with the deflated football investigation. Where do things stand with the relationship and with the investigation?
Well, I want to clarify. First of all, I think when I spoke a week before the Super Bowl, I was speaking to the league office. Mm-hmm. Now, he's in charge. I think he has a pretty tough job. Matter of fact, some of my friends say there's two jobs they don't want, President of the United States or Commissioner of the NFL, because stuff. And, you know, he has a very hard job, and I think he does a very fine job at what he does, and it's tough. But he needs to make sure all the people working in the system are also doing it.
Where do things stand with that, though?
You'll have to ask them. I don't know. I've had no discussions on that.
Are you okay with the pace of this? With how long it's taking?
Well, I like to worry about things I can control. I know that there's no smoking gun here. I chatted with our people, and as I think I said it pretty well the week before the Super Bowl. So we're worried about the 2015 season, and that's our focus.
Where do things stand with the tampering charge against the Jets?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the league office. That's something that they're responsible for.
Robert, can you just talk about what led up to the decision not to first exercise the option on Revis? I know that was kind of an agreement prior to the contract, but then not
resign.
It was
an agreement prior to the contract? You know something I don't know.
That's what I was told.
Okay, well, I don't know who your source is, but that's news to me.
Okay. Well, then just the decision that he's now a Jet, and how close did you come to making an offer you thought he might accept?
Well, we thought we made a very competitive offer. And I speak as a fan of the New England Patriots. We wanted to keep him. We wanted him in our system. And we have certain disciplines, and we had hoped it worked out. It didn't. You know, we just don't think about the short-term decisions. For example, next year we have three very good young defensive players coming up, and we have to factor that. We just don't look at this year. We look out at the next few years, and, you know, we've done okay doing that. But as a fan, and in March and April, I hate to lose them. But our real focus is what goes on in the fall and the winter, and, you know, I think I put my faith and respect with Bill, and we have a lot of thorough discussions, and he's done pretty good the last 15 years. And the fan in me argues all the time with him. But he's got a pretty good record.
How close did you come to what he wound up accepting with the Jets?
Well, I think we made a very competitive offer. And I must say this, because it's sort of I see how our situation with Vince. I mean, that's the team that drafted him. That, you know, I don't know. I think he feels a great commitment there. And so we understand him going back. And we're sorry he didn't stay with us.
Knowing what a good player he is, how do you feel about facing him twice a year now?
Well, we'll see what happens. We understand that. He's a great player, and, the fan in me wishes he were still with us.
Were you willing to pay? You said you don't always agree with Bill. Were you willing to go the extra, whatever, millions of dollars to match a Jets offer and bring him back, and Bill talked you out of it, or?
No, I listened to what he says. We discuss things thoroughly, but he has done a pretty good job, and once again, the emotion and the fan in you want to keep all the good players. And we have a salary cap, and I know what it's like when you lose a game in the fall and the winter, and so the emotion of the spring has to have some discipline if you want to be good long term. And I think he's proven to be a pretty good manager of our resources.
Robert, I wanted to ask you about Deflategate again and just the Wells investigation. Will you guys ever get a bottom line as to how much that investigation will cost the 32 owners to have it conducted?
I think that's something you should ask the league office. And, just the name. It's about ear pressure in footballs. I understand you and the media. But the league office can handle all your questions in that area.
This isn't even bad because you're the only one who can answer it. Is there any way to calculate the damage done to your brand when the marquee game kind of devolves into conversation about that?
Well, I'll let you all decide that. We won the Super Bowl. There was a lot of pressure, a lot of distractions. I'm very proud of our whole team and what we did.
Robert, how tough was it for you personally to have to let go of Vince Wilfork?
And that was one of the toughest things, even, harder than probably anything else. He's someone who we watched come in here. I developed a very strong personal tie to him. And it's the hottest part of this game. And speaking as a fan, but also someone who got to know he and Bianca and his kids. And, he wrote something beautiful. He'll always be a Patriot. He's keeping his home here. But once again, it comes, we have certain disciplines. And unfortunately, the other thing is sometimes a player is more valuable to one team than another team, given how they're constructed. But losing Vince is probably one of the hardest things that's happened. There's some emotional ties, and he's a pretty special guy.
What is your level of concern just on the hits that the team has taken personnel-wise? Revis, Browner, Vereen, Wilfork. It's a lot of players going out, and I know you've brought some in, but that's a lot of
good guys in the locker room as well. And I have full faith in my head coach, and we've actually brought in some really good players. When you think about it, we have 18 of our starters from last year are here. We were the fourth highest scoring team in points put up, and we basically have that whole squad coming back except for Shane. And we have the draft, and a lot of things are going to happen now. And I think the core of our group is still pretty good, and we have a lot of young, up-and-coming players. And, we want to be good year in, year out. Our objective is to try to make the playoffs. If you make the playoffs, then you have a chance of anything else happening. And you know, we've gone to four championship games in a row. In the last 19 years, we've gone to 10 championship games. We've gone to 7 Super Bowls. So we're going to try to keep it going.
Robert, you have a quarterback who, Tom, is a contract probably half his market value for what he's accomplished. And that money, I'm sure, that he agreed to that contract to keep the team as competitive as possible. Is it almost not in keeping with that, that you have a guy who might be the best corner in the league, and then Bill decides he doesn't want to go the extra mile to try to keep him, even though the quarterback is at a very manageable
level? Let me just say this. Bill wanted him.
Right.
But, like, I mean, you probably don't have to work on a budget. But when you get a budget, there's certain things you can't do. And we have a budget. And, you know, in the end, we'll judge it by what the results are, what happens in wins and losses at the end of the year. And, you know, and also it takes two sides. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think each side in the end did what was right for them.
Bob, does the fact that the Deflategate investigation's gone on for 2 months now, does that make you think that there might be some penalties involved?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the league office that.
Can we get your thoughts on
Los Angeles and, you know, Stan's presentation, as well as trying to get the, you know, Chargers and Raiders out there?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I was sad 20 years ago when I came into the league and the two teams moved out of the L.A. market. It was just very unfortunate. And I don't think it's good that we've let a generation of fans, young kids, grow up without teams. Good news is we have a quarterback from the Bay Area, and we have a lot of Patriot fans out here, but it's not good for the NFL. And I really believe within the next year we'll have two teams in this market. And I think there are good plans, but that's, you know, we have a little committee that are working with the different owners, and we have some real good options. And now we'll see what happens in the end game.
How about the fact that St. Louis could lose their team?
Well, I think we have to be very careful and responsible to different markets who really step up and do what they want to do. And if they do, I think we have a responsibility to make sure there's a team in that market.
Robert, do you want to see 14 teams in the playoffs at some point? And if so, when do you think that might happen?
Well, we've had a lot of discussions about expanding the playoffs. But I really think, it definitely won't happen this year. And probably a lot of people want it badly, and of course it just gives their team a greater chance to be in. We're analyzing the facts, but I think it's something that could happen when we go long-term with our Thursday night package, that we tie it into that, and We'll see what happens.
Suspending the blackout rule for 1 year and its impact on some of the smaller market teams, etc.
Well, I think this year was the first year we didn't have a blackout. We didn't have any blackouts, and I think with the impact of social media and teams building up their marketing departments, and actually what's going on in Washington, that's doing what we did this year is a wise thing, I believe.
Well, circling back on the Los Angeles has an obvious situation. Answer, but you know, why did you pursue the tampering charge against the Jets?
I think you can speak to the league office and let them answer any questions that you have on that. We're done with that.
Circling back on the Los, you said two teams in LA next year, you think?
I really believe that's what.
San Diego too?
I don't know who they'll be.
Are you satisfied with the way that process has played out so far? Are you satisfied as a member of that committee, the Los Angeles process? Are you satisfied with the level of communication from all the owners to the rest of the
league? Yeah, I think they've all been forthcoming. And I think what's happened is we have a chance to really – I don't think we should have a team or teams in L.A. if we don't have a great venue. I mean, there are so many choices in L.A. and coming back into the market, I really believe that it's going to be really first class, and I'm excited about it. I think L.A. should be a market where we play Super Bowls, where we have an NFL experience. We have a network out here. There's a lot of things that can be done around it and allow the NFL to really be a showplace. And integrating everything and doing it in a proper real estate development, I think, will be...
Would it be problematic to drop two teams into a market simultaneously? How would you divide the fan base or
well, this is, by the way, I'm just speaking what I believe, right, that there'll be two. There might just be one team, but I really think to support the financial commitment of doing the kind of stadium that's necessary in L.A., you'll need the resources of two teams. That's just my feeling. I might be wrong. And then whether it's done simultaneously or not, personally, I would think that would be the best way, because then both sort of in a way what happened in New York, New Jersey, where I think they corrected a situation that had gone on. I think for many years the Jets felt like maybe they were second class, and now you have two NFL teams and two fan bases that are both being treated in a professional way. And I think that would be important if a second – it's just my feeling that it could happen that one would come in later, but I would like to see it be simultaneous.
You propose putting down cameras at sorry, I was going to ask on a proposal for the cameras. You propose putting cameras, stationary cameras, on the sideline, end line, and end zone. And John Mara mentioned yesterday the cost might be a little prohibitive in that. I find that to be a strange claim, because you guys make good money.
Do we?
I think so.
Not as good as you.
Not nearly.
You're on all the time. I see that. Yeah. No, I think we should always do what's best for the game. And I think whatever supports the integrity or quality of the game, we can afford to do. That would be my feeling.
And my follow is the competition committee itself put forth a proposal to look at the ineligible receiver situation that you guys took advantage of and worked into the game against Baltimore. What are your feelings on the competition committee making that move?
Well, I want to correct one thing you said. We didn't take advantage of anything. We played by the rules. If you read the rule book, you'd see that.
So you took advantage
and no, we didn't take advantage. We executed according to the rules, and we've actually always tried to do that. So what the competition committee does is really up to them, and then we'll abide by it.
Regarding L.A., if all three local markets step up, is it possible that no teams will move to L.A.?
Somehow I feel we'll have at least one team in L.A.
You practiced against the Eagles the last couple of years. I'm guessing you met Chip Kelly. What's your thoughts from afar of what he's done, totally overhauling that team?
It's pretty exciting. If I were an Eagle fan, I would be excited. He did an outstanding job in college. I know my head coach has great respect for him, and he's trying to put his stamp on what's going on there. And this is a tough league, so there'll be a lot of challenges, but he's an exciting guy to be around.
Have you spent time talking to him? What kind of person?
I personally haven't, no. I mean, social comments, but I haven't sat down.
Stan Kroenke, you made a presentation this morning about the stadium, the proposed stadium in L.A.
I was not aware that.
No, I'm asking you.
I missed it if he did.
I thought that someone had asked you a question before about that.
No, we had a presentation at the meeting this morning on L.A., and it was very thorough with all the alternatives.
I wanted to ask you about Bill Belichick, and just if you're at the point where, like, you wonder every year if he's going to come back where he is at this stage in his life. Because I ask that because you look up and it's, weeks after the Super Bowl, and he's at, a college pro day working out college players. And it's
I like that a lot. Yeah. No, I mean, we're privileged to have this is our 16th year together. And, I hope he'll be here for as long as he wants to coach. His energy is really terrific. His work ethic, I have my ways of just seeing. I like to work. and he is really unbelievable. He's very efficient in the way he does things. Even when he's working out, he's watching tape or what. He just is so well organized, and you know, we're just very lucky to have him as our head coach. And you know, keeping relationships together in the NFL, whether it be with players, which we talked about, or coaches, keeping something good going, that's the responsibility of ownership. So I'll do my best to have the best coach with us as long as we can.
Do you have a sense from him just that he's closer, you know, that he's thinking about?
You'll have to ask him. I think he likes what he's doing, and he likes getting paid for doing what he loves.
What do you think of the St. Louis Stadium plan, and what does St. Louis have to do to keep a team?
Well, from my point of view, and what I would, if they come up with a plan that looks pretty good, excuse me, and a strong financial package, I think we have the NFL have an obligation, in my opinion, to have a team in St. Louis. I think the fans, just like what happened in Buffalo or any of the markets, you know, so, but they have to be able to support the team.
Bob, you've seen this over the last 20 years, that all the number of proposals have come out of L.A. How does it change the dynamic that it's now league-driven, team-driven, as opposed to a developer in L.A., a billionaire in L.A. saying, I want to bring a team here?
Does it make it more real?
Yes, because I think the three teams that are all interested, the principals are involved, and they're doing something first class. I said before, I don't know if you're here, I don't think we could have a viable team in L.A. if we don't have a first-class venue and have something very special. And then we, the league, have a lot to bring to it if we're dealing with the right situation.
Robert, last year at these meetings, you said, you know, Mark Cuban made comments about the league, maybe getting to a tipping point. You said the league's in pretty good shape. A year later, what would be the state of the league from an owner's perspective?
Well, I mean, we're the highest-rated program. Sunday night football is number one. The commissioner mentioned Thursday night football, which we started 2 years ago, is number three. We're the only highly watched appointment television in I don't think anywhere in the world there's anything. Well, maybe I don't know how World Cup soccer, but you know, we didn't have a blackout this year. I think the health, and also what's very important is the health and safety. We had a report this morning that was just terrific, and the focus on that. So I think the health of the game is pretty good.
Regarding LA and the dominoes that could come out of whatever scenarios, is there anything that would compel the league to expand to satisfy a vacated market? Like, is expansion even a possibility?
I think expansion would be very difficult. Yeah, that's why the teams... I know I bought my team 21 years ago, and I was so privileged to do it. And if any ownership group puts their heart and soul into it, the local people will support it. It's a product that the public wants, but they have to feel that you're serious and you want to do what you want to do. I don't see expansion being an option. So any community that's privileged to have a team, love them up.
Robert, your coaching staff does a really good job creating mismatches with the competition committee kind of going against the eligible, ineligible receivers. Do you think that kind of hinders the coaching staff's ability to be creative?
I think they're always going according to the rules. And I mean, part of it is however you can get an edge and you're doing it within the rules, I compliment anyone who does that. Okay, thank you very much.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.